Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is Wyman and Bob
on Seattle Sports, powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming live on the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton.
Mike Lefko and Dave Wyman with you here, and we're back here just for a second to explain that you're going to hear Nick Ballor, but you're going to hear Bob's voice as well, because Dave, got to spoil the surprise. We tape these interviews on Monday because Tuesday, it's an off day in the NFL. So nothing happening, no players available, no coaches available. So this was taped yesterday. Bob's out today, but Bob and Dave are doing this interview. And Bob started out by asking Nick Ballor the big important question. It's what everyone's been wondering. What's the status of Between Two Ballors? Is it back for another season?
It has. The creative director, myself, has been... I've got a writer's block, so I have to start kind of devising a plan of who I want to talk to here. But the diaper changing at home is kind of, I think, squashing my comedic value a little bit. So I have to unshackle myself from that a little bit and start coming up with some ideas here.
Well, when you go home and you're changing diapers, that's got to be very humbling. And there's also got to be some humor there that you can draw from.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty, you know me, I'm usually very highbrow stuff, so, you know, when it gets down to poop, it's hard to make too many jokes about it, but no, it's, yeah, it's always humbling. You come home from a game and, you know, it's right to work. There's not a lot of, you know, celebratory stuff. It's, you know, things have to be done, so it's been great. It's just... getting used to having two in the house is a whole different ball game. I don't know how people do it, but you know, we're getting through it.
Man, harder to get your rest, I would imagine, for sure. But hey, one last one on this. I've got we've talked to you a number of times over the years, and I feel like if there was somebody on the team that you weren't certain would take it well, the ribbing, that would be your target. Like, all right, this guy looks like he could be a little sensitive, so that's going to be the guy I'm going for. Is that accurate, or do you just leave somebody like that alone if you think maybe they wouldn't find it so funny to be on Between Two Ballors?
I guess it depends how big they are, but you know, I think that generally speaking, you kind of want to have a little bit of a relationship, like talking with them in the locker room, or else it's very awkward, which actually could make it better now that I think about it. Yeah. Because, you know everybody, but you don't really know everybody. And I would guarantee that the rookies have absolutely no idea about the concept of the show and, you know, how it kind of works. So I think I really can't go wrong with that. But, you know, I got to start getting some of those young guys on, and they'll be kind of a deer in headlights, I would guess.
Well, I'm sorry, one more, Nick. With Quandre Diggs, like, he is pure comedy to me because he's so grumpy all the time. And we were talking to him the other day, and he's like, yeah, I got kids at home, and then I come here and I got these stupid rookies I have to deal with. He just seems like he's always cranky, and I don't know. I mean, I feel like he might be somebody you could have on just permanently every week.
Yeah, I think we could probably do that ad nauseum. Me and him just making fun of each other and you know, putting our heads together with how disgruntled we are with all of the young guys. I think it would be good. But, yeah, no, I should probably have him on for a part two. Yeah. Maybe DK too. Yeah, I gotta kind of think about that.
that was one of your great episodes, though, is having him on talking about how little he is in person.
Oh, yeah.
It's classic stuff.
He still is, too, so I still have material. Yeah, so.
Yeah. He hasn't grown since the last episode, so that's good.
Yeah, I don't think so. The heel lifts don't show up on that.
Well, we should talk some football here. You guys get a big win yesterday, improved to 4-2. How do you take that win? The offense is still looking like they're trying to find their footing, whereas the defense the past couple of weeks, man, outside of that opening drive of last week and one moment in this game, this defense has been absolutely lights out. So it feels like one side has kind of found their stride more than the other to this point. Is that how you see it?
I mean, I think it kind of is kind of a week to week thing, and it always is, no matter how good or bad of a team you're on, and that's kind of, I guess, the part of being a team where, if one side is starting slower, the other side kind of picks up the slack for it. And, hopefully special teams is there to make a play here and there to kind of bring everybody along. But, I thought it was awesome the way the defense has been playing. And, we made plays on offense when we needed to win the game. And at the end of the day, you want all the games to be, these huge blowouts and to beat everybody and blow them away. But at the end of the day, it's the NFL. Every team is good, and you're always going to kind of be in dogfights. I think we did what had to be done in all three phases to get a win and, move on to the next week. I don't think like it was, the prettiest win in the world, but at the end of the day, none of that matters now. And I think, we needed that. We need to kind of solidify how we play at home. And I think, we took a step in the right direction there.
Well, no, special teams, Nick, have been good, especially the return game. Now, DJ had, that was just a tough break. I mean, the guy gets his hand in there, pulls the ball out. But, I was looking at, the return game, and you guys are top five, top 10 in both punt and kickoff returns. It's got something I think that really is helping this team, obviously, but then also it doesn't get talked about a lot.
Yeah, I think that, something, and we've been pretty good on special teams the last, for a long time here. And, but kind of one thing that we hadn't really done in the last couple of years, at least since I've been here, is really been great in the punt return phase. And, that's just a testament to DJ. I mean, we're all blocking for him. And when you have a guy like that, that grabs it and goes, and he's, I think improved tremendously doing that. And I'm sure if he keeps up this pace in terms of, average yards and all that stuff, I would guess that he's got to be top couple in the NFL. But when you have a guy like that, he is going to run it and, hit it when it's blocked up, and even when it's not blocked up, you have like an extra, fire to block for a guy like that. Obviously, this pains me to, give him credit like that, but he's doing unbelievable. And, I think it's a great spark, both that and on kick return. Obviously, those opportunities have been a little bit lessened, but that's kind of just a function of the rules and how teams play it. But in terms of punt returns, I mean, he just gets it and goes, and it's like 15 yards, 30 yards, 20 yards, 10 yards, 15. So, I mean, that's a real big difference in a game in terms of field position. And, I think that's been awesome to kind of elevate that phase of special teams over the past, couple of years for us.
I'm certain we probably asked you this in the past, but I can't remember your answer. So you're a guy that we're talking about. You're kind of the Swiss Army knife out there. You can play special teams, you can play linebacker, you can play fullback, you're all over the place. Where do you like playing? What feels best to you out there? I know fullback seems to be a dying position in the league. There aren't a ton of fullbacks out there, so linebacker is probably more logical. But which one is, I mean, you get to hit people either way, so which is more fun for you?
Well, I got to do it, I'm sure everyone noticed yesterday. I got to play a couple snaps of offense, but that was in the victory formation. So that's probably the best, because I can just stand there and kind of pretend like I'm guarding Gino when he takes a knee there. But, I like both, and, I do a little bit of goal line stuff on both sides, and I'd say it's ultimately probably cooler to play fullback on the goal line, because then you can probably score a touchdown, or at least think you're going to. I've played linebacker for way longer than that. So, it's kind of a toss up. It's like wherever you can make plays is good with me.
Hey, Nick, tell us about you guys tried it yesterday, the whole brotherly shove formation. And, it seems like Philadelphia, I think they're like 100% on that, but Just tell us about that play, and you know what is unique about it, and why does it seem like the Eagles are the only ones that can really consistently do it?
It is kind of a wild play. I was watching them do it last night again. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's been kind of like sweeping around the league, and you know, everyone's trying to do it. It's just interesting because, you know, I'm usually on the sideline for it, and you just look down the line of scrimmage, and it looks like both sides of, you know, everyone's on the other side of the line of scrimmage before the snap is, because it's such a like tight play. And I think, I don't know, it's nuts. I mean, I haven't really seen anything like that before. And you know, it's kind of the old rugby scrum thing. But it is kind of cool. I would guess that they'll either ban it or it'll become more and more prevalent around the NFL.
I hope they don't ban it. There's no reason to. It's just no, the other teams need to figure it out.
How it's a safety issue or something. It's like, I don't think that there's much
safety
issue with that. Yeah, you're really not going anywhere. You're just kind of pushing.
Well,
yeah.
And is there any play that's you know, not unsafe? I mean, everything is – every time you step on the field, it seems ridiculous to legislate safety in an inherently unsafe game.
Well, that victory formation is pretty safe most of the time, but I was going to try to do a backflip after the last snap, but that would have been unsafe. But I wanted to go home to my family. Yeah.
Nick, we love talking to you, man. We always appreciate you cutting out some time for us. Congrats on the win, and hopefully this continues. We look forward to talking to you again. Thanks so much, as always.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Nick Ballore, and Bob and Dave recorded that yesterday. The Seahawks Player Spotlight presented by Quantum Fiber.